Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I am saying hello to you again. Well, you know why that is, because WAMC's very own Ian Pickus has got some questions over at his end for me this time. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well, excited about tonight's show. But before we do that, let's clear up our challenge from last time.
I said, start with the words over and under. Change one letter to a B, and you can rearrange the result to spell the four-letter word for a type of beverage and a five-letter word for what a group of those beverages might be called. What are the words?
Well, if you change the V to a B, you can spell beer and round.
Both of those things sound very good right now. In fact, I might need one depending on how hard these questions are. What do you got?
Hold that thought. Well, Mike, it's the end of the semester for many college professors and their students.
Not this one.
Grades are due and graduates are attending socially distanced commencement ceremonies. In honor of the end of the Zoom semester, today's category is A minus. I'll describe two answers. You drop an A from the first and it'll give you the second. Okay, number one. Pepperoni. Venison. Sopressata. Becomes Keith Hernandez, Doc Gooden, or Pete Alonso.
That's a very funny visual. So that is meet going to Met.
Yes. Well done. As they say, meet the Mets. The Matterhorn. Iger. Monterosa. Become Rumors, Pet Sounds, or Rubber Soul.
Now, you little trickster there. Those are Alps, which are going to LPs.
Yeah, nicely done.
Thank you.
A synonym for the Heisman Trophy becomes the last name of 1993 winner Charlie, who wound up playing in the NBA after college football.
I'm going to say that you are saying that the Heisman Trophy is an award.
Good.
And that the last name of Charlie is Ward.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you. It was the only synonym for trophy I could think of that had an A.
Charlie Ward was a first-round draft pick for the Knicks, and he played there from 1994 until 2004. Home to the easternmost point in the United States becomes South Africa's South Deep, for example.
Okay. So the easternmost point in the U.S. is in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
So then the thing in South Africa must be a mine.
Yeah. Good job. Maine also has the easternmost U.S. capital and the easternmost city with more than 50,000 residents, Portland. And finally, Thanksgiving, All Saints Day, and Passover become Fire, Oz, and Riot.
So Thanksgiving, All Saints Day, and Passover are feasts.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, I can't remember, Oz, Fire, and what was the first one you said?
Riot.
Riot. Those are all fests. Riot Fest, Oz Fest, and the much maligned Fire Fest.
That's right. Good job. Well, Mike Nothnagel gets an A+. He went 5 for 5 this week. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or if you would like to retake that test to try to get a better grade, those questions are alongside some extra credit, I guess very appropriately this time, over at WAMC.org, where you will also find this challenge. Ian?
Start with a common household item. Drop a B from the word, and you can spell a place it's often kept. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.